Well, on Monday afternoon around 3:30, a media release came out asking for Queenslanders to limit the use of electricity, and they could basically face blackouts from 5 p.m. So I thought I'd find out exactly what this was all about. And joining us on the program from Powerlink CEO, Paul Simhauser. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. So I mentioned there in the opener that this release came out. How did it come about?
Yeah, look, it was a combination of a couple of things, of course, which usually is the case in the power system. If anything, if the system's looking tight, it's never one thing. It's usually a bunch of things happening at once. So, look, on the demand side, in southern Queensland, you know, temperatures certainly got to lower levels, and we were just seeing, you know, much higher electricity consumption than we'd usually see this at this time. So we had some record demand evenings, and just by way of, you know, really simple example, on Monday morning, we were expecting demand around 7,500 megawatts, you know, megawatts being the unit of measure that we all use in our industry, and demand was just over 8,000 megawatts, so it was up about 500, so it was quite a bit. So it was the demand side. Now, ordinarily, that'd be fine. We've always got plenty of generation capacity to deal with that, but on this particular, or the start of this week, we ended up with around about 7 big generators offline. Now, 4 of those were you know, sort of routine and scheduled, and you know, not unexpected. But there are another 3 that had to do some running repairs, and that just made for a slightly tighter system. Now, usually at that point, and I'm going to use a sporting analogy, we go to the reserve bench and bring some reserve players on at that point. Right. And the reserve players on our power system here in Queensland are gas-fired generators. But I'm sure your listeners will be aware, you know, that the global market for energy right now is very tight, you know, for coal, for gas and so on. And with those gas generators having to step up and just operate a lot more than they ordinarily do, they're probably, you know, stretching beyond their usual supply contract agreements, and they're having to step out into the spot market, and the spot market's at quite elevated prices. Simultaneously, on top of that, we've got a market price cap in place at the moment of about $300 per megawatt hour, and that's there to protect consumers from any volatile events. And at that point, the prices of the, you know, of some of those gas generators had actually, you know, their running costs had exceeded that. So, wow. How we deal with that is a couple of things. First of all, just ask consumers to, you know, just be thoughtful about their electricity use. You know, if you've got the air conditioner going in reverse cycle for heating at home, just don't set it to blast furnace mode. You know, maybe just moderate it to 20%. That'll settle demand down a bit. Mm-hmm. On the supply side, the market operator will step in and direct those generators on and basically give them a side payment. And it just ensures that, first of all, they don't lose money, because that's obviously not a good thing when no one businesses losing money to supply. But also, too, it makes sure that no one profit hears out of this sort of scenario as well. So they just covered their fair operating costs. But so, there was certainly a tight system on Monday and going into Tuesday night as well.
So are there some warnings still in place for residents around White Bay or just in Queensland? Because we're also hearing reports of potentially power black outages in Victoria or right across the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, so this is starting to impact the entire eastern seaboard. There are a number of coal generators out in New South Wales, and they're very big generators down there. So a number of them are off, and I think, you know, at one station, for example, you know, at Bayswater, as I was looking at the screens yesterday, I think they were down to 1 unit out of 4. Wow. Which is very unusual. It's, you know, it's sort of going beyond the analogy of 2 flat tires. It's literally like having 3 flat tires on a car. So. Yep. It's pretty unusual circumstances. So it's placing a lot of strain on the gas market and the gas-fired generators. And I think, you know, with those price caps in place right across the East Coast at the moment, it's just becoming a little bit trickier to navigate, you know, matching supply and demand. And, of course, in the power system, you know, we don't really have anything in the way of inventories. We really are trying to match things on a moment-by-moment basis. You know, if you get any real deviation, that's when you start seeing... the lights go out, so that's why we're so focused on this.
So,
of course, look, I should sort of flag, though, look, you know, for all your listeners in the White Bay, look, certainly do not be concerned by, you know, sort of any supply disruptions at this point. And I've sort of maintained this line right throughout the last couple of days. I was reasonably confident that we'd navigate through this tightness in the marketplace, provided, you know, the demand side, you know, our customers just did their little bit. And look, every time we put the call out to Queensland households, they're terrific. They always sort of come to the party, and we notice a visible reduction in demand just by moving your consumption patterns around. So if you know, if you're going to put the dishwasher on, or you're going to put the washing machine on, sort of aim for the middle of the day or later in the after 9 p.m. at night. It's really that sort of around about 5 till 9 every night is when we get a big peak in demand. So we're just trying to soften that peak a little bit. And then as I mentioned earlier, with you know if you've got heaters running at all, if it's a bit cool, just make sure you've got it set to a sensible level, and you'll save yourself a few bucks on the way through as well.
Well, I really do appreciate the advice and taking our call this morning, and thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.